Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Check one, check two, check one, check two. It's podcast number two today, July 11th. It's a weird podcast in the sense it's going to be shorter, most likely, than most, unless I get off on a tangent, which I've been known to do. But it's a very simple concept. I just got to tell you this because I know I've said it 1,000 times in other podcasts, but I'm going to make these next three words the title of today's show. You ready? Here we go. Drink more water. That's it. Drink more water. But Sam, that doesn't sound like the title. It's an absolute perfect title for a podcast. Are you kidding me? Here's what I mean. I'm telling you, and I am not, most of my stories are true, okay? I'm telling you, this is the honest to God truth. Last year, when I really turned on the jets to my workouts, and I mean lifting just crazy amounts of weight and working out 6-7 days a week and all that nutty stuff, I wasn't seeing huge gains, not as much as I thought I should have after about 60 days or so. And I mean, the weight I was lifting was just ridiculous in the amount that I could do and the amount of reps that I could do, okay? So whatever that is for you, just put that in. Like, what are you currently doing now and what can you lift and all that good stuff? But I was still weighing the same. Like I started out at 202 pounds, and then I got down maybe after 60 days, I might have been down to like 193, 195. Now I know that's an arbitrary number because I'm building muscle. So you gotta take into account you're removing fat from your body and you're gaining muscle. So you're not really into it. I certainly wasn't looking to get down to 150 pounds, but I thought, geez, I'm working out like crazy. I'm eating well. What am I missing? Water. I'm telling you, Thomas Tadlock, who was coaching me at the time, he's still a good friend of mine and just a great coach. He's like, did you drink a gallon of water? I'm like, no, I mean, I got 8 ounces of water. I got to drink it 12 times a day, 13, 14, 15, whatever it is, 16 times a day, 8 ounces. I was making all these stupid excuses. I never was a water drinker. Like, I wasn't obsessed with drinking water, put it that way. And drinking a gallon of water, I always associated with, you got to be this crazy, obsessive. You know what I'm talking about? Like, perfect example. You're in a cubicle at the office, and you see the people walking around with those 24-ounce containers, and they're always going to fill it with water, you know? Or they're walking around always with water bottles, you know, or a bottle of water. Like, damn, that's a lot of work. You're always going to fill it up. Well, when I bought a gallon jug at the grocery store, and I brought it with me to my first workout. I almost drank the whole thing in the 60 to 70 minutes I was working out. I was like, wow, I'm almost done. And I was like, whoa, because we all need benchmarks, you know, we all need goals. I could see it. I could see it almost 3/4 of the way gone, and I just finished a workout, and that was just 90 minutes. I'm done with 3/4 of a gallon of water. What? And now I've got, what, 10 hours to drink 1/4 of a gallon? Wow. And that's when the weight started to melt off at the same time. I'm telling you, it wasn't coincidence. I didn't have enough water. My body was craving water. And here's the crazy thing. Even on days that I don't work out, even now, I'm a coffee drinker. So my wife and I, we get up, start the coffee, we hang out. It's the only time we have quiet time until our kids just, you know, invade our space. You know what I'm talking about? If you got kids, right? You're in the TV room and you're just having a cup and nothing's on. It's just the sounds of silence and you're talking just as adults talk because you don't get adult talk as a parent, you know? And then the kids come down and, you know, life's over for the day. Okay. But We have coffee. I'm a big coffee drinker. I love coffee. I love it. I love it. I love coffee. I drink a lot of coffee. It's perfectly fine. But what I do now is I make sure before 10 o'clock in the morning, I drink at least a quart. And most of the time, especially if it's a workout day, I drink a half gallon of water before 10 a.m. That means the rest of the day, I only got to drink another half gallon of water. And I'm telling you, I feel better. I've got more energy. My body just wakes up. It's like jumping in a pool. You just wake up. It's like you're out and, you know, you get to the pool the first time. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. You're like, oh, I'm kind of tired. You know, your hair sticking in your head because you didn't take a shower. And you're just feeling. And then you jump into the pool and you're like, whoa, I'm up now. And your body just starts moving. Same thing when you drink water. That's been my experience. And I've been doing it since last January of 2015 religiously. There's days I don't. I mean, look, there's just days where I'm traveling or whatever, I forget. Actually, when I travel, I drink more water when I'm speaking. I'll chug a gallon of water on the stage in a 90-minute presentation because I'm speaking. Right now, I've got this 40-ounce bottle right next to me that I keep in my office when I don't have my gallon jug with me. And by the way, I use the gallon jug for refills all the time. I'll probably go a week or two using the same gallon jug. I'll wash it out with hot water, scalding hot water, to kill any germs in there or anything like that at the end of my day, and I'll just refill it again. We have the ice maker, probably like you do, on your refrigerator and the water that pours out of the fridge. And I'm telling you, it'll give you more energy. It will crush your workouts. It will help you lose weight. And don't take my word for it. Google, what does water do for you? The benefits of drinking water. And don't associate a gallon with a lot. Look, there's a lot of times I drink 2 gallons a day. And it's nothing more that I drink a gallon when I work out, and then the rest of the day I'll be sipping on this 40-ouncer. Water, by the way. And I'll have 4 of these, and boom, I've got another over 2 gallons total in my body for the day. And I'd recommend knocking out your last part of water by dinner time or a little bit after dinner so you're not up peeing all night. You know, that's another thing that people worry about. Oh, I'm going to be up all night going to the bathroom. No, you're not. You just got to be smart about it. You know, don't drink a gallon of water a half hour before you go to bed, which I've done before. Anyway, drink more water. It's the title of today's podcast because I'm telling you, without energy, you're going nowhere. You know that. And it's going to help your workouts. It's going to help your energy. It's going to help your mind. And like I said, don't take my word for it. Google the benefits of it. But here's what I wanted, and this is serious, though, why I wanted to record this show, is because I don't want you associating a lot of work, a lot of pain, a lot of discipline with having to drink a gallon of water. It isn't that way. It doesn't need to be that way. Buy 1 gallon for a dollar at your grocery store and use it over and over and over again. But get used to, create that habit. And I'm telling you, hit me up on Twitter after you've been doing it for a few weeks and let me know. Let me know how big of a difference it's made in your workouts, in your energy level, and just generally how you feel. I know it's going to be positive. It's Sam Crowley. Drink more water. And, oh, by the way, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.